The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and the happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And again, we want to start out with general information regarding COVID-19 and entertainment events. The Delta variant has caused a sharp increase in people with COVID, with more and more ending up in our hospitals. That has led to a strengthening of COVID protocols, including at a number of entertainment venues. Rules include proof of vaccination or a recent COVID test, use of masks, and social distancing, to name a few. Because of the changes in protocols, you should check with the venue regarding their updated rules. To that end, I'll be using phone numbers that you could call to get the latest information, and the rules are likely on the venue's website as well. The 2021 IBMA World of Bluegrass has released the lineups for its Bluegrass Live Festival, plus additional information about safety measures in the wake of the rising COVID-19 numbers in the state. The event includes ticketed main stage shows at Red Hat Amphitheater and free performances on four Street Fest stages on October 1st and 2nd. Red Hat Amphitheater shows will start at 4 and continue to 11 p.m. each day. Headliners include Bella Fleck's My Bluegrass Heart, featuring Michael Cleveland, Sierra Hall, Justin Moses, Mark Schatz, and Brian Sutton. The Del McCoury Band, Steep Canyon Rangers, Yonder Mountain String Band, and Jerry Douglas, and Edgar Meyer and Odessa Settles. Guests attending shows at Red Hat Amphitheater will be required to show proof of vaccination for COVID-19. All sections will be ticketed at the venue in order to control the capacity. The Street Fest stages will be spaced out this year to reduce street congestion, organizers have announced. The big changes will be in City Plaza, where the youth stage will now be located. The City Plaza stage has been moved to the parking lot across from the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The parking lot will also feature food trucks, a beer garden, and room for families and friends to gather. In addition to the Red Hat Amphitheater shows, proof of vaccination will also be required for any events that require registration and ticketing. These events include the IBMA Business Conference, the IBMA Bluegrass Ramble Showcase Series, and the 32nd Annual IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards. Masks are required at all indoor activities, including bathrooms, hallways, and green rooms, and also recommended for outdoor shows. IBMA will be streaming some content throughout the week via SwapCard. Virtual tickets will include access to a virtual exhibit hall, conference sessions, and performances. All right, after all that seriousness, let's talk about some funny guys or funny people. Let's start with Raleigh Improv Comedy Club in Cary. The phone number there, 919-589-8558. Thursday through Sunday, September 16th through the 19th, it's Arnez J. To those in the know, Arnez J. is one of the hottest, most talked-about comedic artists in the game. His raw energy, talent, and comedic skill quickly landed Arnez the coveted hosting slot on BET's longest-running comedy series, Comic View, for two seasons, joining the ranks of hosts such as D.L. Hughley and Cedric the Entertainer. Thursday, September 23rd at Raleigh Improv, Jen Fulweiler, the Minivan Fabulous Tour. Jen is a stand-up comic, best-selling author, and mom of six. Her podcast, This Is Jen, debuted in the Comedy Top 10 on iTunes. Friday and Saturday, September 24th and 25th, Bob Saget with special guest Mike Young. Bob has starred in many successful television shows, including two of the most family-friendly shows network TV has ever produced. That's Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos. Thursday through Saturday, September 30th through October 2nd, T.J. Miller, the Uncle Bubba's Tour. One of the most sought-after comedians in the world, certainly the northern part of the Western Hemisphere. He's been diligently working to make people laugh for over 15 years and is driven by the altruistic mission statement that life is fundamentally tragic and the best thing he can do is provide an ephemeral escapism from that tragedy by doing comedy. Sunday, October 3rd, it's Christina Kuzmic, the Hope and Humor Tour. In 2011, Oprah crowned Christina the winner of Mark Barnett's reality TV competition, Oprah's Search for the Next TV Star. Since working with Oprah, Christina has branched out on her own, creating mom-centric videos about raising children and juggling all of life's challenges. Thursday, October 7th, it's Hannah Einbender. Hannah stars opposite Jean Smart in the HBO Max comedy series Hacks. Though the series marks Einbender's first major television role, she is no stranger to the comedy world and has owned the stage as a stand-up at venues and festivals around the country. And finally, Friday through Sunday, October 8th through 10, Capone. And all shows are 18 plus, unless noted. Good Nights Comedy Club, West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-828-5233. Thursday through Saturday, September 16 through 18, it's Noel Miller. Biting one-liners and topical social commentary have made him a force to be reckoned with in the comedy world. Between directing, touring, podcasting, music, and streaming, Noel's rise has been nothing short of meteoric. Friday and Saturday, September 17 and 18 at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Robert Breville. Burrell minds the news of the day to fuel his informed, biting style of comedy. Thursday through Saturday, September 23rd through the 25th, Annie Letterman, a stand-up comedian, podcaster, and writer, actress. Annie is a regular panelist on Comedy Central's Lights Out with David Spade. The voice of Cheryl in Grand Theft Auto V, and recently wrote and produced on Sacha Baron Cohen's Showtime series, Who is America? Friday and Saturday, September 24th and 25th, Monroe Martin. A rising comedy star, Monroe mines laughs from an unusual source. Growing up in foster care and being moved from one dysfunctional home to another. With a very honest, open approach to storytelling and an engaging personality, Martin effortlessly turns his childhood of hard-knock experience into comedy gold. Thursday, September 30th, Jessica Michelle Singleton, an internationally touring comedy phenom. Jessica has gained worldwide fans with her live headlining performances from North America and Europe to Africa and Asia. Friday through Sunday, October 1st through the 3rd, Michael Winslow, best known for his role in the Police Academy films, Michael is a master of vocal gymnastics. He can imitate over 1,000 sound effects using his voice alone. Whether he is recreating the frenzy of Jimi Hendrix playing the guitar or the roar of a jet plane, his talent is truly remarkable. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, Andy Haynes. He's a writer, stand-up comic, and actor. He's been seen on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Conan, Comedy Central Presents, The Pete Holmes Show, Comedy Central's Roast Battle, The Late Late Show with James Corden, and This Week at the Comedy Cellar. Tuesday, October 5th, Shane Smith, and Wednesday, October 6th, J.L. Coven. Again, special note, all shows are 18+. Unless noted. All right, we've still got some concerts going on at the American Tobacco campus in Durham. It's a host-free outdoor concerts. Here's the schedule for the upcoming shows on the lawn. Wednesday, September 15th, The Dead Tongues. Wednesday, September 22nd, Reese Palmer. Wednesday, September 29th, Skylar Gudaz, and Friday, October 1st, The Velt. And for the latest COVID protocols, 919-433-1566. That's the American Tobacco campus in Durham. Band Together and the United Way of the Greater Triangle have announced a benefit concert this fall in downtown Raleigh. It's dubbed the Comeback Fest, and it's October 23rd at Red Hat Amphitheater. It will feature funk soul trio Krugabin, soul revivalist Lee Fields and the Expressions, and legendary hip-hop MC Big Daddy Kane. A reminder, the popular Brick Universe Lego convention is set for September 25 and 26 at the Raleigh Convention Center. It started 7 years ago with an event featuring live Lego builds, a building zone with thousands of Lego bricks for attendees to build with, a gallery of life-size Lego models, and more. Obviously, because of COVID this year, some of those events have been slimmed down. For more details, especially about the COVID protocols, check out the website, brickuniverse.com/Raleigh. All right, Raleigh Little Theater, they, of course, in the midst of their 2021-22 season. Phone numbers to call there for information regarding COVID protocols, 919-821-4579 and 919-821-3111. Coming up September 17th through October 3rd, The Velocity of Autumn. This comedy swirls around Alexandra, an 80-year-old artist, in a showdown with her family over where she'll spend her remaining years. In Alexandra's corner are her wit, her volcanic passion, and the fact that she's barricaded herself in her Brooklyn brownstone with enough Molotov cocktails to take out the block. But her children have their own secret weapon, a strange son, Chris, who returns after 20 years, crawls through Alexandra's second-floor window, and becomes the family's unlikely mediator. October 23rd through the 31st, Elephant and Piggies, We Are In a Play. And then coming up next year, Pride and Prejudice, Junie B. Jones Is Not a Crook, and in the Heights. Okay, Thomas the Train at the North Carolina Transportation Museum in Spencer this fall. For complete information, you can call them at 704-636-2889 or check out the website, nctransportationmuseum.org. It's called A Day Out with Thomas, this very popular event for fans of all things Thomas the Tank Engine. Is set for September 24th through the 26th and October 1st to the 3rd. According to the museum's website, the event includes a 25-minute ride aboard a real train with Thomas. Capacity will be limited, however, and advance tickets are encouraged. An updated schedule for rides at Raleigh's Pullen Park. The Pullen Carousel will operate Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays from 11 to 6, and Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 3. The train will run 11 to 6 on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays, then Saturdays and Sundays from 2 to 6. Finally, the kiddie boats will operate Wednesdays from 11 to 6. The city says ticket cashiers may not be available all the time, so you are encouraged to buy your tickets in advance online through RecLink. A reminder, there may be extended wait times for rides. A mask is required for the carousel and is strongly suggested at all other times. Tickets, by the way, are $1.50 each. And we haven't checked on a couple of entertainment venues out of town. Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Phone number there for complete COVID information, 704-688-9000. Sunday, September 25th, it's the Laugh Tour by Martin Lawrence. Thursday through Sunday, September 30th through October 3rd, Disney on Ice, Mickey's Search Party. Thursday, October 14th, Mercy Me. Sunday, October 17th, the Millennium Tour 2021. October 24th, which is a Sunday, Michael Bublé. Wednesday, October 27th, Gold Over America Tour, starring Simone Biles. Then at the Greensboro Coliseum, the phone number there, 336-373-7400. Saturday, September 18th, Dan and Shay, the Arena Tour. Saturday and Sunday, September 25 and 26, it's Monster Jam. Tuesday, September 28th, J. Cole with Savage 21, the off-season tour. Saturday, October 2nd, Feed the Streets. Sunday, October 3rd, Maluma. Saturday and Sunday, October 9 and 10, Professional Bull Riders. Friday, October 15th, the Millennium Tour 2021. And Thursday, October 28th, for King and Country. All right, checking out some of the communities around the Triangle at Holly Springs Cultural Center. Check on COVID protocols at 919-567-4000. Now, they're excited to bring G and PG-rated movies to the community center most Wednesday mornings. It's a child-friendly environment. Coming up, September 15th, Home. September 22nd, The Princess and the Frog. And September 29th, Despicable Me. Also at Holly Springs Cultural Center, Saturday, September 18th, Here Comes the Sun. An extraordinary musical celebration of a decade of Beatles music. Friday, October 8th, it's Violet Bell with the Barefoot Movement. Violet Bell, the wild folk soul duo based in Durham, weaves from threads of folk, soul, bluegrass, psychedelic, and classical music to create original Americana. And Saturday, October 16th, at Holly Springs Cultural Center, comedian Tom Mabe. At Garner Performing Arts Center, the phone number there, 919-661-4602. Let's start Saturday, October 16th, Julian Vaughn, a dynamic lead bass player. Friday and Saturday, November 12 and 13th, All Together Now, a global event celebrating local theater. Thursday, December 16th, Noose River Big Band. And Saturday, December 18th, An Unexpected Christmas, the stage play. At Cary, some of the events. Friday and Saturday, November 5 and 6, it's Old North State Storytelling Festival at the Cary Theater. Now, the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series schedule. Friday, September 17th, Good Shot Judy. Friday, October 15th, Julie Fowlis. Friday, November 12th, Emil Pandolfi presents Music of the Night, featuring special guest vocalist Dana Russell. The Marvelous Music Family Series. Saturday, December 18th, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. That's at 11 a.m. And then Saturday, January 15th, African American Heroes and Sheroes, presented by Linda Gorham. All right, the local nightclubs. Let's start with the Ritz on Industrial Drive. The phone number, 919-424-1400, or online at ritzraleigh.com. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, September 17th, Dashboard Confessional, the Unplugged Tour at 7:30. Monday, September 20th, Phoebe Bridges. But the show has been moved to Red Hat on Tuesday, September 21st, so the next day. Once again, back at the Ritz, Tuesday, September 21st, Leveler, 10-year anniversary tour at 7. Wednesday, September 22nd, Skillet, the Aftermath tour at 8. Saturday, September 25th, Band of Horses. Wednesday, September 29th, Flogging Molly at 6:30. And Thursday, September 30th, Moneybag Yo at 8 o'clock. The Lincoln Theater, September 16th, which is a Thursday, Future Birds with Arson Daly at 8:30. By the way, the phone number at Lincoln Theater for the latest COVID protocols, 919-821-4111. All right, Friday, September 17th, Love Tribe Reunion Show with your mama's new boyfriend. That's at 8. Saturday, September 18th, One Love Roots Reggae Fest featuring Julian Marley at 6. Thursday, September 23rd, The Steel Woods with Jive Mother Mary at 8. Saturday, September 25th, Cherub at 9. Sunday, September 26th, Project 919 Band, and that starts at 5. Turning to the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh, the phone number, 919-821-1120. Most shows start at 9. Unless noted. Wednesday, September 15th, Quiet Hollers, plus She Returns from War with Katie Gullen and The Drive, and that show starts at 8. Thursday, September 16th, Little Stranger with Pip the Pansy and Dem Skippy. Friday, September 17th, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles with Death Wish. Saturday, September 18th, Tumbao with Bacalao Stars and Dolce Melodrama. Sunday, September 19th, local band Local Beer at 2 o'clock. That's a free show. Monday, September 20th, Matt Pless with Plastic Flamingos. Tuesday, September 21st, Wednesday Night Titans. Wednesday, September 22nd, The Mammoths. Thursday, September 23rd, Stoplight Observations. Friday, September 24th, Boy Sets Fire with Be Well and All Else Failed. Saturday, September 29th, Tubab Crew with Chiltonic. And then Friday, October 1st, Into the Fog with The Works and Stillhouse Junkies. That concert starts at 8. And some of the dates from Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary. Sunday, September 19th, Pickin' in the Pines Music Series featuring Rory John Zach. September 25th, which is a Saturday, The Temptations Review. Sunday, September 26th, again, the Pickin' in the Pines Music Series featuring Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys. Wednesday, September 29th, The Beach Boys, the 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. Thursday, September 30th, Good Vibes Summer Tour 2021 with Revolution and other special guests. Friday and Saturday, October 1st and 2nd, it is the Triangle Oktoberfest. Or Oktoberfest. Sunday, October 3rd, it is Ziggy Marley, a live tribute to his father. Saturday, October 16th, the North Carolina Wine Festival with 30 wineries offering samples. And finally, Sunday, October 17th, it is Lake Street Dive. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.